You are listening to the Portland Christian Center podcast. This week, Pastors Bill and Joy Wilson of the Oregon Ministry Network share about the four essentials for this season of life.
Hey, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. And thank you, Pastor Ray, for inviting Joy and I to share in this great opportunity. You know, Pastor Ray and Linda Noah are celebrating their 12th anniversary as leaders of Portland Christian Center, and we're so grateful for their great leadership and the opportunity that we have to be with you this morning. We are certainly also remembering Mother's Day, and on this special Mother's Day, both Joy and I are products of outstanding mothers. Just over 6 years ago, my mom, Laura Wilson, went to be with the Lord. And just over 6 weeks ago, Joy's mom, Florence Price, at 101 and 48 days, went to be with the Lord. Their legacy lives in us, and of course, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. We're so very, very grateful for their lives and their influence in our life. I want to ask you a question. What are the essentials that will make your life worth living, that will give you your very best life? Now, if you ask a biologist, they're going to probably tell you air, food, water, and of course, light. A survivalist might say to you that they need a bottled water, a bunker, and maybe a shotgun. If you were to ask my grandchildren, they'd say, we've got to have electronics. In our home, essentials have changed, perhaps like yours, and there are things that we probably didn't think much about, and now we desperately need them. For example, everybody's got to have a mask, or we've got to have Lysol, or in our home, I'm not sure where all this started, but we've got to have extra toilet paper, and then in our home, for sure, tea, English breakfast tea. Those are essentials. One of my friends who's been stuck in his home for 7 weeks told me that his essentials are Oreo cookies. He's got to have Oreo cookies. Those are all probably essentials for our physical bodies, but what are the essentials that will give you your very best life?
Now, you've heard a lot of essentials, but when I saw that list and I heard that list, I realized that there was one essential that was missing that was so important to my life. I couldn't live without this one essential. And that's the Word of God. That's the Bible. It's the mainstay of all essentials. Scripture gives me purpose. One of the passages that I've been drawn to during these last few weeks has been Psalm 23. It seems to have strength. It has comfort. It has direction. And I can tell it's something that just speaks into my heart. And as a young woman, I remember my mom saying, do you remember memorizing Psalm 23 as a little girl? And I said, you know, I do. Why was that so important to memorize Psalm 23? And she said, because the Lord is your shepherd. And when you have the Lord as your shepherd, you have everything that you need. See, the Lord is essential in our life. And his guidebook, the Bible, is the most essential thing to help us in our life. So this morning, I would like us all to read Psalm 23 together. Now, you might have your Bible, you might have electronics, and you might even have it memorized. So whatever you would like to do, I would like you to read Psalm 23 with me this morning. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. He guides, he protects, he guards, he watches over me. Maybe today you're like a lost sheep, wondering, where is life leading me? Some of you might be saying, I'm so done with this. When are we going to move on? You're frustrated. You're an agitated sheep. Some of you are saying, God, where are you in all of this? What's the purpose? In our lifetime, I don't think we ever thought we would experience a change like we're going through. But life has shifted. And instead of panicking, we must gain perspective. Some of us in this wilderness experience need to realize this is not our destiny. It's a season. We must have purpose. I remember my mom saying to me as a little girl growing up, if you can't find something to do, I'll find something for you. What was she saying? I needed to have a purpose for that day. I'm sure many of you with your children at home have seen have heard your kids say to you, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. Some of you probably are wishing that you could give them lots of things to do. But really, it's because even from the smallest child, we want purpose. If you look at David's life, who wrote this Psalm 23, you recognize he had challenges much like us. They may have been different than they were today. Life might have looked different, but they were challenges. He went through disappointments. He went through fears. Yes. His thoughts probably mirror the feelings that we're experiencing. Yet through all the ups and downs, everything he experienced, he still had a heart for God. The shepherd has a purpose for each of us, and he wants to guide us along the right paths. Jeremiah 29:11 says it so well. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. In Psalms 23, when you hear that, you see that Psalms 23 really kind of lays out a process that we can go through in order to have the Lord and have our shepherd guide us and direct us. And I want you to think of these few things that he said. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a relationship. The shepherd wants to have a relationship with me. He has value, and it's placed on me. And God will empower us to live with purpose as we have that relationship with him. Because in relationship, you know his voice, and he definitely knows yours. Then there's rest. He understands during this time that we get tired and we get exhausted. And he says, come to the quiet place and rest. I will give you rest. He wants to give us refreshment. He wants to restore us. And he says, I will give you peace. I will give you tranquility. And he heals your broken heart. He heals our broken lives when we spend that quiet time with him and we let him speak into our lives. And then he says he will lead us and he will guide us. He wants to take us on the right path where we need to go in order to accomplish the plans. He wants to give us that hope. He wants to give us that future. Many of you might remember the song that we used to sing a long time ago. It said, the Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I need to do is follow. Strength for today, mine all the way. All that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. See, losing my mom a few weeks ago, it was hard to realize that really this was how life was going to be for us. It's been a difficult time, in all honesty. And I remember crying out to the Lord one evening and saying, Lord, she's by herself. Nobody's with her. This is not how we anticipated my mom coming to see you. We wanted to be able to be with her, hold her hand, and pray with her. And he whispered to me, I am watching over her. I was so thankful that I have a shepherd that's watching over me. See, I can celebrate my mom today. She was a woman of the word, and she was a woman who kept her word. having the shepherd as leading our lives and guiding our lives and watching over us is essential, because as he is guiding us, he is the one that gives us purpose. And that's why purpose is essential.
In addition to purpose being an essential, peace is an essential. Look at the verses that Joy read just moments ago in verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You see, there are essentials in your life, and Psalm 23 is providing them for us. Essential number one is there is a purpose. God has a purpose for our life. Essential number two, that he does give us peace as we go through life. You need peace. I remember when I received a call from the receptionist in the church office, and she said that there's a man here who is looking for a pastor to pray for him. And I, well, get a pastor. Then I realized I am the pastor. So I went and met him, brought him into my office. He shared with me that he had been a celebrated professional football player. His name was JD. He had done very well in football, but he had had an injury that caused him to lose his career. Ultimately, he got addicted to pain medications. Now his marriage was in trouble. He was financially broke. He was spiritually and emotionally broke. He was in the darkest valley of his life. I didn't actually know what to do other than to pray with him and try to encourage him. And I prayed with him. And when he walked out, I honestly, it was one of those prayers I wasn't sure was very effective. I really felt like JD's life was never going to get out of that darkest valley. I'll never forget that conversation. And I don't want you to ever forget the words of Psalm 23, and especially these lines. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. This essential of peace is so very, very important in our lives. If you want to live your best life, then you need to have purpose, and you also need to have the assurance of peace. Maybe you wonder where that peace is. You've been stuck in your home with your spouse and your kids for 7 weeks. You need a little peace. Maybe you have been stuck in your home alone for 7 weeks and you're going berserk because you just would like to have some conversation with people. Maybe you haven't gotten a paycheck in the last month and you're not even sure you're going to get another one. Or you're wondering about a job. Or maybe, like Joy has spoken, we've walked through sorrow, and that sorrow hurts and has a deep pain in your spirit. The current stresses and strains that a lot of people are faced with, parents who have automatically become homeschool parents and teachers, they're just wanting to get away from it all for a little peace, and maybe that's you. I met a young lady recently who said that her roommate, who's 36 years old, is afraid to go outside in the backyard because she's afraid she's going to get the coronavirus, she said. She is so panicked. She's living in paranoia. And from personal experience, I'll tell you, paranoia will destroy you for sure. But David tells us that even though we walk through the darkest of valleys, he said, the Lord will be with us. The Lord will be with us. In other words, the peace of God will rule and reign over your heart. It was Billy Graham who reminded us that peace with God produces the peace of God. And if you want the peace of God, you want to have the peace with God. Yes. John Ortberg once said, peace doesn't come from finding a lake with no storms. He goes on to say, peace comes when you have Jesus in the boat. And that's for sure. I grew up in a valley that was known for its heavy fog. And in fact, it wasn't fog for just a few hours or maybe a day or two. Fog would be socked into this valley for weeks. It could become very depressing. I remember that we would drive, oftentimes my dad would drive in heavy fog and you could not see 6 feet in front of you. And I was thinking about this, that I never worried, I was never concerned. In fact, I kind of enjoyed the ride, the adventure of it all. I was at peace. Why? Because my dad, who knew the road, also was driving, and he was an expert driver in my mind. And when Jesus Christ is the shepherd of your life, you have this assurance that he's already been this way before, and in the midst of that, you can have peace. The Bible says not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, bring it to the Lord in prayer and with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which transcends all of our understanding, it says in Philippians 4, will guard your hearts and your minds through the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been in the valley. I know what it's like to be under a tremendous amount of pressure and stress like you. I've wondered what tomorrow holds. But David says, if you make the Lord your shepherd, he will give you this essential for your best life, and that's peace.
Psalms 23:5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. When the Lord is our shepherd, we have everything we need. David declares in this verse that he not only had enough, he had received more than enough. Mm-hmm. My cup overflows. Why didn't David complain after all he'd been through? He's had those moments of God, where are you? He's had times of despair. He's traveled through the valleys. He's failed over and over. But through it all, the shepherd's been there. In this verse, David is reminded of a time of overflow, of the abundance of God. He testifies of God's provision, which is essential for us. 2 Samuel 7:17 tells the story where David had fled from Absalom. He had been driven to the wilderness by his own son. He found himself in the desert, hungry and weary, when three men who were not even Israelites brought bedding and bowls and articles of pottery, things that he was in great need of. He was worn out, and yet they were considered what we would say in the presence of my enemies. And then verse 27 to 29 goes on to say, they brought wheat and barley, flour and roasted grain, everything, more than he would need. Yeah. A lavish table, exceedingly more than he needed from this experience. And he prepares that for us. When you think he isn't there and you think he doesn't care, he's preparing a table for you. He sees what you are experiencing. He knows what you're going through, and he knows what you need. This is the place where we totally depend on him. The shepherd who cared for David cares for each of us. David is expressing thanks that God had continued to provide for his needs. And he continued to lead his pathway as he journeyed through life. Aren't you thankful that he never gives up on us? We may have given up on him, but he's always there for us. If you know anything about sheep, you know that even though the shepherd tries to lead them on the right pathway, they get bruised and they get wounded so easily with the thorns and the thistles that tangle them. They're just like us. Sometimes we get wounded by what we do, or things that happen to us, or people that are around us. But remember, the shepherd is always watching over you and will provide what you need. God knows where we are, who's around us, and he will provide. Total dependence on God, the good shepherd.
You know, I remember, Joy, when we had our first child, and we hadn't had a lot of money, and we had enough money to pay for the doctor, and we went to the hospital, had the delivery, and then I got a call from the hospital, and they said, how are you going to pay for the rest of the hospital bill? And I said, well, I'm willing to work out a payment plan with you. And we discussed it. In terms today, it wasn't a lot of money, but at that particular moment, it was a lot of money. And the person from the hospital said, let me get back to you. And within 24 hours, they called and said, your hospital bill has been taken care of.
Thank God.
And I thought, my, how did that happen? The Lord is our provision.
That's right.
We could spend hours talking to you about provision. You could share your provision with us. You see, essentials in your life, we've all been wrestling with what are the essentials. People are making decisions now about what's really important with what their resources are. Here's the essentials we've talked about so far. Three of them so far. The essential of having purpose in your life when you make him your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, he gives you purpose. The Lord is my shepherd, he gives me peace. The Lord is my shepherd, he provides for us even in the midst of our enemies. This is the amazing thing. And I want to give you one more essential. You might want to jot it down. It's the essential of promise. The essential of promise. Oh, this is a very important essential in your life. You need to have promise. Look at verse 6. Surely your goodness and love, and some versions it says mercy, in our version today, love, will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Say that with me out loud. Right where you're laying in bed, say it out loud. Forever.
Forever.
Wherever you might be. And by the way, this is not an accident that you're listening today. Because God's been tapping you on the shoulder to say, hey, listen, this is what's important in your life. This is what you need. Promise. If you're going to make it, if you're going to get through the dark and difficult times that life brings our way, and it does bring lots of them, and we're in the midst of one in the world today and in our nation and even in our state, people are trying to figure out what's essential. I wrote a letter to the governor this week saying, hey, churches are essential. Essential. What's essential? Promise is essential. Now you can choose. You can choose to make grudges essential in your life, or guilt essential in your life, or live in grief, and those can dominate your life. But we're suggesting to you promise. Purpose, peace, provision, and promise. Now notice what it says. Follow me. That actually means to chase after. In other words, David says, when I've made the Lord my shepherd in my life, that your promise chases after me. Your graciousness, your goodness, your love, and your mercy chase after me. It chases after me. That's a promise. And during this current challenge, you know that God is chasing after you with his promise of goodness and love. That's who he is. That's who he is. Dr. Warren Gill from the University of Tennessee of Animal Husbandry is an expert with sheep. And he says, the number one question I always get about sheep, are sheep stupid? Are they dumb? And his response is this, well, it depends on how you measure intelligence. He says, actually, sheep can recognize an individual and carry that memory in their brain, a small brain, for 2 years. So the sheep know their master. They also know their voice. And they can read facial expressions. Isn't this interesting? Dr. Gill says that they can read whether a person is happy and or sad. They respond more to smiles than they do grimace, he says. And they're much more responsive to people who are confident than those who are nervous and noisy people. Sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. And he provides for us promise. That's what David says in this song. He gives to us something to look forward to. He gives us a future. He gives us a guarantee. He gives us a tomorrow. And listen, there is a tomorrow in the midst of all of this. There is a future in all of this. His goodness and love pursue us, chase after us, follow us all the days of our lives. We can't get away. You look back and see the goodness of God. You look back and see how he has loved you in spite of things you have done that have been mistakes, errors in life. things that you wish you would have never done, he's loved you even when you were unlovable. And notice what it says, the promise. David says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever. So the four essentials, when you make the Lord your shepherd, are guarantees. He will give you a purpose for why you live. He will give you a purpose. He will give you peace in the midst of your storm. He will provide for you even when provision looks very limited. And he will give you the promise that he will dwell and you will dwell together in all eternity. That's when you start living the best life. I was invited to go to a men's conference and be a participant, a presenter. And it worked out that I could arrive late and I could leave before the whole thing was over just because of the scheduled demand. All I knew is I had a slot for 30 minutes to speak, which some of you know me, that's not always easy. So I arrived, I was ushered in, I sat down, and the men were worshiping, and it was quite an enthusiastic crowd. I noticed a guy sitting down next to where I was standing, and I wondered why he wasn't entering in. Then I realized, oh, he's the next guy that's going to speak. He's getting ready to go up and share before then I speak. I looked at the schedule, and I was shocked when I saw the name. It took me back. It was J.D., the man that I had prayed with years before in my office. I had lost contact with him. In fact, I'd given up on him. I didn't even ever think really about him. And there we were in a men's conference. I discovered quickly that J.D. had walked out of my office and made a decision, unbeknownst to me, that on that day he would make the Lord his shepherd. That broken man became healed. That man that had no provision began to have provision. And now he has a purpose in life and the promise. As the Lord is his shepherd, he shares his personal story of deliverance and healing and victory over the dark valley that he had found himself in. You see, when you make yourself the Lord and make him your shepherd, when you make him your shepherd, the Lord, he will lead you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He will give you a purpose. He will give you peace. He will provide for you. And he will give you this wonderful promise. In those few moments J.D. and I embraced, we were able to converse and discover the path that God had led him out of that dark, dark valley. Now you have a choice today. Some of you perhaps have gotten off course and you're not where God wants you to be. You're panicked, you're living in paranoia, you're fearful. That's the what you're living in. Some of you probably listening have never even asked Jesus to come into your life, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. I'm going to invite you to do that right where you are. Would you just bow your heads with Joy and I for a moment? Would you open your heart to the Lord on this Mother's Day and allow Jesus Christ to become the great and chief and good shepherd of your life, knowing that he will help you have the best life you could possibly live if you will follow him? Would you pray this simple prayer? Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life today. Make me the person that you want me to be. Be the Lord of my life. Be the shepherd of my life. Give me, Lord, a purpose. Give me peace. Give me provision, Lord. And help me to live with the hope and promise of a bright tomorrow. I give you my life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God richly bless you. We love the opportunity for Joy and I to share with you a little bit of our life, but more importantly, the Word of God.
Thanks again for listening to the Portland Christian Center podcast. If you would like to hear more teachings or find out more information about our church, please visit pcctoday.com.